Chowhound.
So tell me the story with this restaurant. What's up with this?
Sammy's is pretty unusual, Tom. First of all, it's unusual by not so much the food, but the setup.
Mm-hmm.
You'll judge the food. One of the things that's quite different about Sammy's, and you have to know this before you go there,
right,
is that when you walk in the front door,
right,
you place your order for dinner.
Right. So be ready.
Be ready. You don't sit down, and it's not warm and friendly. And,
right.
You know, how are you tonight, Mr. Left?
They don't coddle you.
No, that wouldn't be Sammy's.
No, it's not a coddling opportunity.
So now, having said that, you can take as much time as you want looking over the menu. There shouldn't be any pressure,
right,
even though there might be a line of 10 millionaires
right,
behind you
on your shoulder.
Imperious millionaires.
Yes.
Right, that have been to Sammy's every Saturday for the last 50 years.
And just hate it when somebody new can't decide what to order.
Exactly.
Right. So that's the only thing you really have to be aware of.
All right, tell me the lesser obstacles now.
Well, everything is big except the drinks.
Right.
Everything is served big. The drinks are served small.
Right.
But everything else is served. Everything is oversized.
Okay.
Their idea of a vegetable is creamed corn.
It's a family-style restaurant, right. So you don't choose your vegetables, whatever they're serving.
Or they choose you.
They will choose us.
Right.
You choose the main dish and the appetizers or whatever you want. But
right. Quickly, because the imperious millionaires want to eat.
Right. The starch is always French fries, which
okay,
is the best. They happen to be the best shoestring French fries I think we've had. They are delicious French fries, but that's the only.
Okay, so some deliciousness is assured.
That is the only.
Yeah.
That's
and
the
actually,
only,
their steaks are excellent.
Excellent.
Okay. It is a steakhouse,
okay,
categorically.
All right.
And fish.
And cream corn.
Steak and fish.
Cream corn and French fries.
A cream corn house.
And a salad that is just iceberg lettuce and some kind of brown vinaigrette on top.
Right. Don't get turned off by it.
Right.
We think it's the dressing, not the age of the lettuce.
Okay, good.
But we haven't proven that yet. You might help us with that.
Yeah, that's, you know, you could bring in a professional, sure.
How's
okay,
that sound?
That sounds good. What are you ordering, just so I have some inertia?
Cindy's having lobster.
I'm having lobster.
Okay.
I'm debating, and I'd really like a fish dish or something other than a steak, because I've been here a couple of times, and I've had steak, which is excellent. Their filet is very good.
Mm-hmm.
The queen-size filet.
But I'm thinking of asking them what their fish is tonight.
Do you think you can get away with that?
Oh, yes.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
They'll tell you, probably.
Yeah. They're nice. I mean, they're accommodating, you know,
so
within reason.
Then you get sent
just
downstairs, and you incubate.
Right.
Ferment.
Mm-hmm.
Until you've spent some amount of money that we don't know exactly
yes,
what the mystery
is. There's a key amount of money you need to spend at the bar before
sure
they let you
is,
up out
right,
of
and then
right,
they send you up
right,
and your brown salad is served.
Yeah, and the whole environment is circa the 50s or maybe 60s. I'm
1950s,
not sure,
though.
Yeah,
well, you have
yeah,
to look this is a historical landmark.
Okay.
So it's called Sammy's Cider Mill, I think is the full
well,
name.
Well,
but it's
the
a
landmark
steakhouse,
is across the street.
No, but that whole area was owned by Sammy's, and across the street is the cider mill that was Sammy's. This restaurant
right,
is called Sammy's Old Cider Mill or something like that is the technical.
Can you get cider in the bar?
No, it's closed.
That's a good question.
You can in the fall. It's they're renovating
in
it.
In the cider mill.
In the cider mill you can
yeah,
in the fall.
Which is a different building.
There's no
yeah,
sign on it except in the parking lot. So it's just, you'll see, it's a big old white building.
You cannot imagine my excitement at this point.
All
right, let's drive the half a mile from your house.
We
to,
could walk there if it was a nicer night.
Yeah. Actually, if we follow the river behind our house,
that's
it
the
will
same
lead
river,
you right to Sammy's.
Yes.
We could hike it.
Burnett Brook.
We could.
Yes. It goes.
Have you ever done that?
We have not.
Are your lights?
There's a strange car
oh,
in
no,
your driveway.
Oh, no, that's the bathing
okay,
suit that's
why
being
why
dropped
don't you
off.
Go